Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and the Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everyone enjoyed their week and have had a good weekend. This week, we're going to be talking about numerous things. We're going to fit it in. But first, I want to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers. I thank you so much for your support. And as for the snoopers, as for last time, kiss butt. As usual, we go into real talk. Okay, let's start that. Real talk, there's a lot of things going on out here in our world. And some is simple, some is not. I want to talk about trouble with the law. There's many that has trouble with the law. And some are running. But some are running from simple things that they can take care of. It's stuff that you would not be going to jail over, but you're afraid that you are. Stop running and face your problem. That's just like alcoholics or drug addicts. Most of the time, an alcoholic is trying to run away from a problem. So they're covering it up with alcohol. Well, after that wears off, it's still there. So the same thing as with drugs. I just had to bring that up because, yes, it is a problem. It is something. Churches, yes. You go to fellowship, you go to worship. But some people do not understand that you don't even have to go to a church to get saved. You can get saved in your bedroom, your living room. You get saved out in public. You can get saved at the drugstore, wherever. Wherever God hits you and you accept him into your life, see, it's in John 15, verse 16. You didn't choose him, he chose you. And God is calling out to a lot of people, but they're not hearing it because they're so wrapped up into the other things that they're doing. I know that the heat and the moon affect a lot of people. Real talk. And a lot of fights break out, argument. It's as if you haven't seen, you know, the real truth about a person. It could be your cousin, boyfriend, husband, whoever is the closest to you. And more than likely, the one that's closest to you can be, not saying is in all cases, but can be causing a problem for you in your home, in your life. Some of you have already seen them walk away or you have pushed them out. But since you have peace. You have that peace of mind. You don't feel tied down. You don't feel burdened anymore. And I know there are some people out here that want to help people, but you can't help everybody. See, you can't get help if you don't try to help yourself. And that's something to think about. Thirdly, neighbors and our friends. There are some people that don't even want to come out of their homes because they're being gawked at. They're being picked at. They're being watched. You know, some people used to have beautiful gardens, and then all of a sudden, they stopped doing their garden. And that's because of neighbors. Instead of going through it, they'd rather just give it up. Well, I'm telling the innocent, please do not give up. That's the wrongest thing that you can do. But you can whoop their behind in the process. And I'm not speaking of physical fist fighting. No, a lot of things in a relationship that, you know, men or women, they come and go. True friends and faithful family will always be there when things go on. You know, there's a situation where a woman was pulled away from her husband and went with another man. Okay, the other man, real good in the beginning. And at the end, she's still living with the man, but running around with somebody else. Okay, but the somebody else is worse than the other two that she's messing around on. That's not a clear mind. Don't let yourself be used by enemies. Whether it's with money, whether it's with sex, or whatever. Always think things through before you jump into a situation. Do not open another door until the other one is closed, because it can create a chaos, problem, stuff that could have been avoided. I think I said a mouthful. Now, I would like to talk about our plants, just like I said at first. Make sure in this hot weather that you're not feeding your plants at midday or when it's, you know, when it's just still hot. If you don't feed them in the morning, feed them late in the evening, close to night. And they'll remain strong and beautiful, as usual. Let's go to prosperity. Try not to lose everything or try not to run out. I have a good one for you. Fennel seed and flax. Mix. You can put that behind your stove in the kitchen, and it really helps you. You will never run out of anything. But, of course, there's a prayer that you say in the beginning before you put the stuff down. I have given out a constitute. Now you may write. Okay. Let's move into drawing. Drawing things to you. You have to stay up on your game for everybody that's practicing, because miss one to two times and you have to start over again. Let's say that you are trying to if you're trying to convince a loan officer, that is drawing money. You have to stay on that ritual, on what you are doing, as well, for the other people, as your worker has told you to do. You can't get lazy with it. I have heard stories from my client, I just got tired, I got sleepy. Something won't let me do this. That is the work of Satan. Of course not. Because he doesn't want to see you with anything. And that's something to think about. You know, God wants us to have things. Yes, even perfume. Perfume is a sweet to Jesus. I want you all to think about that one. And I need to go into this. And into partners and relationships and the public. If you are tied down with someone every time you go out into public, you get embarrassed, they're yelling, cursing, or you're getting kicked out of this place, kicked out of that one. Well, you need to do some kicking. You need to kick that butt out of your life. Because it's not going to do you any good. That is going to be your downfall. Okay, negative energy. Negative energies can bring you down. Okay, let's go to this. Let's say that somebody is so messed up and they haven't had any help. But when they speak to you or come around you, it causes your day to go bad. Be very wary of that. Excuse me. Be very wary of it. Because that can put a damper in your luck and the goals that you have set for yourself. We're moving on into our lodestones. Lodestones are to be used a certain way. There's the male lodestone and the female lodestone. And you will know which is which. No, one doesn't have a penis and one doesn't have a vagina. But you will know which one is the male lodestone. Okay, that was a question that was asked yesterday. So I just answered it. They always listen in. Okay. Now, as for home. If there's a home that's been sitting for a while, look into it. Look into it real closely before you buy. I'm talking about buying, not renting. Because the value of that property has gone down. And real estate agents are really out to get all that they can. Do research first. And there is rituals to get through this so that you won't be ripped off, so that you will have a nice home that's not going to fall down on you within a few days. There's a lot of things that can be said on that tip. I want to say congratulations to the high school graduates out here, all of you. I'm very proud. Even my clients' children and grandchildren that are graduating, I'm so proud. Because it could have been the other way. And I'm so happy to have had a hand in this case. Oh, I know a family that's true church goers. And I started working with them years ago. People that everybody wanted to throw away. But look at them now. All of them. Doing great. And yes, there's two high school graduates in that family that I'm very proud of. Oh, I praise God. I praise Him. And you know who you are. You're going to go very far in life. That's a promise. Keep your faith in God. Keep doing what you're doing. I see many blessings coming to you, and it's not far away, very shortly. Okay. Now that I have said that, I had to say that, because people need to hear good things sometimes. Now, setting the lights. No, no. Before I go into setting the lights, we're going to talk about the work of walls again, because we have new ones now. We have the walls to where we have told people that they need help. This is coming. That's coming. Within 1 to 2 months, these things come. And then when something happens, like husband cheating on me, my children don't want nothing to do with me, I was in an accident, I got caught cheating. When those things happen, then you come and you're ready for work. You want mountains move. Well, the mess has happened, and it's going to take just a little bit longer for you to get results now, when it could have been resolved in the first place. Felt good, and I hope that you're listening. Okay, dad be crying. Every time you look up, it's always a problem. And we can see when there's a problem and when it's not a problem. We can see that. But every time you look up, this needs to be done. That needs to be done. Okay, there's a price to these things. Sorry, you're telling the price. And they try to get over on you. Example, if you tell them 150, they come back later, okay, I'm spending the 100 that you told me about. You little street sucker, we know. Sometimes we go along with you. And then other things happen with you because we know that you tried to mess up. And to the clients that try to get too personal with the worker, you did your little game, you did it all, and then you're sitting back wondering why you don't get a return phone call or return text, however you do it. It's because of your mouth. You don't know how to talk. It's because of your iffy moods, everything. And congratulations on the victory of Neighbor B. Thank you, Lord. Everybody, Neighbor B, around you is going down because they have bothered you and you weren't doing anything to them. They tried to personally kill you. And I'm here to let you know everything is going to be okay. They've tried and tried for years. So they need to give up right now. But you know they won't. They're going to keep doing it until they do something to themselves. That's where I bring up ordering occult supplies. Me, everybody. Pollen. Okay, occult supplies. You know, when you're doing work, if you just got to try to do stuff on your own, and when you're going to a worker, you need to keep your big mouth shut. You know, oh, yeah, I got my box tonight. It's just like that song by DJ Quick. Put my 40 in the freezer because I'm going to get drunk tonight. Yeah, you're going to be drunk. You're going to be drunk with all them spirits you dug up. You're going to be drunk with all that stuff you put down and it's going back in your face. Oh, yeah. You know, people sit back and watch others in this position, and they shake their head. And all at the same time, the enemy is going down. Everybody wants peace in their life. Everybody wants happiness, love, joy. But how in the world can a person be joyful if they're sitting there doing wicked things to others? You know, there's some workers out here that won't do that. You coming to mess somebody up for nothing. Let's talk about our churches again. Snakes and lizards and frogs coming out of the church, sitting around, that is an evil omen. That is the sign that something is not right in that church. And you need to slide away, especially if you are the one that saw it. You need to go because it's going to affect you in some sort of way. And as for the children, we have to look at that. If you go into a church like this and you have seen weird things of this nature, you need to move on to another church. You need to get out of there because it can be your downfall too. There's a lot of things that could be your downfall. Okay, let's talk about an oil. Mixed rose oil. And when I say mixed, there's white, there's red, and there's pink. And that is used to clear up a mess. That's used to draw love to you. And that's to keep. It brings serenity. It brings you serenity. When you're not all boggled down. You know, it's true that stress will kill you. Some of us hold on to so much for so long. We don't know what else is out there. That's not only for clients, workers, and everybody. We are only human. And workers, you're doing this work. Watch out for people that tell you about how slick they are. If they sit there and tell you, I'm slick, I have that street savvy, I'm going to do this, watch it. Do what you have to do, if you know what I'm talking about. Watch people, when you tell them something, they're still talking about something else. That's something they don't want to hear. Workers, don't get off of it. Keep on, because you're seeing this, and they need to hear it. They need to come in grips with reality. And that's in many things. With our children, yes, children will be sweet in front of your face, parents, and you send them to play at a neighbor's house or whatever, and their horns grow. But when you're told about it, the words are, no, not my little Bethel, not my little Elizabeth. No, she wouldn't do that. Oh, John Jr., he wouldn't do that. Tanner, he wouldn't do that. Come here, Tanner. Tanner, come on. Did you do this? No, Mama. Okay. All right. Why call the child to you when the worker is on the phone? Now, that's some crazy bit. Oh, Grace, I don't wait a second. This part right here is something that I really don't like, so excuse me. Okay. Now, I want to say this about bluing. Bluing is something that you can't find. Well, it's hard to find. Liquid bluing can be used to cleanse you. Liquid bluing can be used to bring good luck to you. And I know some of you can't believe it, but that is true. But it's mixed with other things. And that's something you have to ask your worker about. I bet some of you haven't thought about liquid bluing in a long time. But it does help. Red devil lie. Keep certain things away. Ask them about the red devil lie if you're in this kind of case. And I know that some of you are picking up what I'm speaking about. You know, let's say you're being sought after by an enemy. Every time you see that person, you feel this anger. And you're not that kind of person to be angry all the time. You need a cleansing. All of a sudden, you lose your apartment, your house. And you don't understand why. No reason was given. Just you had to go. You need help. But when you go for this help, do not try to bullshit anybody. I just come out and say, don't try to bullshit people, because that'll get you hurt, especially us. Don't try to bullshit us. You have to come correct. You have to be honest, and you have to be in tune. You want the results that you want. You have to be in tune with your work. The best work done is the work from the new moon to the full moon. And that is if you're trying to gain financial success. Yes, do it during the waxing moon, not the waning moon. The waning moon is from full to dark, just before new. The most of you know this, and some of you don't. Like I have said before, don't dabble in this black magic. Don't dabble in nothing unless you have that gift, that know-how, that knowledge, that skill, that experience. Because one wrong move could land you at the funeral home, in the hospital, in a coma, heart attacks, stroke, kidney failure, you can't pee. I'm just naming it. And I really don't care whose toes that I step on like last week, because I'm always going to come correct. I'm always going to be Queen D. And that's what people love about me. I don't cut corners with them. I come out and tell it as it is. Now, family members, my God. As for family members, they haven't had anything to do with you for a long time. They talked about you, scolded you, some of everything. And then, all of a sudden, they want your advice and help, workers. Watch it. There's two of you out there right now that's going through this. Watch it. They're up to no good. Now, we're almost at the end of this broadcast. I enjoy speaking to everybody. I look forward to this every Sunday. And another one will be scheduled. I've been saying this for a while, but things have been so busy, everyone, that I couldn't schedule this other show, but you will know of it. So, since we are at the end, I want to tell everybody to be safe, be careful, watch your surroundings. That's even if you're at home, watch your surroundings. When you go to your car, watch your surroundings. You'll be surprised at what you see. So, I hope that everyone enjoys their weekend. I hope that you have a blessed week. To my family, I love you so much. Until next Sunday, goodbye.